Saudi Arabia is gearing up for the Hajj later this month. That's the annual pilgrimage which draws millions of Muslims to Mecca. This year, there is a big new concern, swine flu. To find out more, Kelly McEvers traveled to the Red Sea port of Jeddah, the gateway to the pilgrimage.
Muslims from around the world have been coming here for Hajj for more than a millennium. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. Every Muslim who is able is supposed to make the journey to Mecca at least once in a lifetime. Non-Muslims aren't allowed into Mecca, but there are plenty of Hajj videos online. This one shows thousands and thousands of people packed together, circling the sacred stone known as the Kaaba. This proximity is exactly the problem, says Ibrahim Shahul of the American Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
There is no space in between the persons. They stand shoulder to shoulder, touching of objects of religious significance. And when we pray, we prostrate on the ground where you touch also the carpets or the floor. So there could have been some body fluids.
Ibrahim is here to consult with Saudi health officials. He says it's more difficult to restrict people's movements during a huge religious ceremony like Hajj than it was in Mexico when the first big wave of H1N1 appeared.
What happened in Mexico City was to close churches, you know, to prohibit or limit the number of people attending funerals or people going to restaurants. The entire Hajj is against all those principles.
So you can close churches, you can close schools, but you can't close Hajj. Is that what you mean?
If it has never been done in 1430 years, I don't think anybody is prepared to call for that.
So instead, the goal is to mitigate the spread of H1N1. The Saudi government is offering the H1N1 vaccine to healthcare workers, security forces, and anyone else working on the pilgrimage. And officials recommend that pilgrims be vaccinated at least 2 weeks before leaving their home countries. But many countries can't afford that. Only a handful, like China, have pledged to comply. Saudi officials say pilgrims over 65 and under 12, and pilgrims who are pregnant or sick, should stay home. Deputy Health Minister Ziad Memish stresses that these are recommendations, not requirements.
We've made it clear that Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will not turn anybody away. So anybody who comes in after he's been cleared by his country, they will take care of them.
That means pilgrims who come by sea or by air here to the Jeddah airport will be greeted by health inspectors as soon as they arrive. So I'm standing outside the Hajj terminal. It's a separate terminal just for pilgrims. Thousands of people are arriving here every day. When they do arrive, they will be sent through a heat sensor and screened for a fever. If they have a fever, they will be kept here at the Hajj terminal until that fever disappears. If they don't have a fever, Memish says, the pilgrims will be given packets with masks, hand sanitizer, and information about H1N1. If they later contract symptoms during Hajj, they'll be given antivirals, but won't be isolated. On the road from the Hajj terminal to Mecca is a gas station and rest stop for pilgrims. So here with the bus full of pilgrims from Bangladesh, most of them are elderly folks. When you ask them about H1N1, it doesn't seem like it's a big concern. They're not wearing masks. They're not traveling with hand sanitizer, any of these things that you hear about from officials. 74-year-old Maud Abshiljawan says he saved up his entire life to make the Hajj.
Yes, first time I have come here.
He says he was screened at the airport, but then let through.
I have no cough, any problem. But I am suffering from diabetes and low pressure.
Saudi health officials say it's sick and elderly pilgrims like Abshiljawan who they worry about the most. People likely to spread the flu here, or worse, take it back home with them. But they're also the same people Saudi officials say they simply can't turn away. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.